Everybody, if this is your first time at my podcast, please check the first episode too. Anyway, let's begin with our story today, The Two Girls and the Lamp. Now, once upon a time, in a poor village, there lived a young girl who was also poor. Unfortunately, she was born with a lump on her face. As she grew, the lump also grew, and that made her beauty grow less and less. But although her misfortune, she wasn't bothered and still played around and had fun. One midday, she followed her friend up into the forest to find some wood because she was too busy finding mushrooms. She didn't even notice that the sky had turned into afternoon and the clouds had become darker, signaling a flood. Or even a gigantic storm. And yes, when she came back to find her friends, it was too late. The wind started blowing at the trees, making a loud rustling noise that was really creepy. The dry branches began to crack. And she was wet all over. With no other choice, she had to find cover. Fortunately, she saw a hollow tree trunk and made it a temporary home. Until the rain stopped. But when the rain did stop, and when she came out, she saw that the sky was already night and dark. My friends must have left. And if I go alone back home, it might be much too dark and scary, she thought. And she immediately tidied up the whole tree trunk into a comfortable or as comfortable as you can get if your home is a tree trunk. She even put her blocks of wood that she found in front of the opening so that the wild beasts wouldn't get her. When it was midnight, the sound of laughter and music woke her up. She looked outside and saw that the moon was as bright as daytime. At one corner of the forest, she saw some people dancing and laughing. They were very happy. But she thought that they were some woodcutters who were early risers and had stopped a while to have some fun. But when she looked closely, they weren't even people. They were blackish figures that had cut twigs and leaves and branches all over. She was frightened and said, "That must be a pile of monsters." But she was quite brave, and she hid behind another tree and watched what the so-called monsters did. The monsters still laughed and sang and danced, without knowing that there was a person watching them. Even though their voices weren't any sweet or lovely, the song was so merry, the poor girl, found herself singing to the lyrics. Sing softly to herself. After growing confident, she accidentally sang out loud, forgetting that she was hiding. Hearing the voice, the monsters immediately became silent. After that, the monsters ran out to the tree that the girl was hiding behind. One of them said, "Ha ha, your voice is so lovely. Please sing with us and dance with us so that we may all be merry." The girl came out and sang and laughed with them. They gave her many wonderful fruits that were sweet and not sour at all. The fruit was soft, and she was very happy. They danced through the night. When the rooster crowed, the monsters had to stop their fun. One of them said, "You sing so beautifully. Remember to come here tomorrow, okay?" The girl said, That monster which had spoken said, "No, what do you mean by very? Hey guys, what if tonight she doesn't come?" The others agreed and said, "We must take something valuable of her so that she is sure to come." One of the monsters pointed at her lump. "We should take this. It's probably precious to her. Tomorrow, remember to come and take it back." After that, they disappeared. The next morning, the girl came back home and was very happy. The lump that the monsters had taken made her face feel light because it had no burden to carry. When she met anyone, she would tell them the story of how her lump disappeared. Soon after, the news spread to a rich family which also had a girl who had a lump on her face. The girl hoped to get rid of her lump and asked the poor girl who formerly had a lump to help her get her lump away. The poor girl told her the poor girl told the girl with the lump instructions about how she can get rid of her lump. After that, the girl with the lump, the girl from the rich family, she came to the same tree that the poor girl had previously been hiding. At a crack of midnight, the monsters appeared again. They immediately came to the spot of the tree which the girl with the lump hid and said, Now, please come out and let's be married again. Because she had a habit of being fierce and also seeing the scary-ish figures, she immediately said, Of course, but let go. Go away so that I may come out of my hiding spot. You are so ugly. And she also, jump out of her hiding spot, but still acted out of her fear. She didn't dare go near the monsters. She let them tell her many times until she let them say, "Please sing for us," many times until she did sing. But her face wasn't happy at all. Because of that, her voice also lost its softness and pureness. Each time she tried to sing a high note, her voice came out raspy and... Never mind, I won't tell you how it sounded. Just know that it's the worst voice that you have ever heard. Sorry, no, it's much worse than the worst voice you have ever heard. So take the worst voice you have ever heard, multiply it by 100, and there you go. And because of that, the monsters were soon bored of her singing. She only had sung one song, but the monsters were already not pleased. One monster said, "Yesterday you sang so beautifully. Now your voice is so ugly. Please go home." "Yes, go home," said the other monsters. After hearing this, the girl with the lump immediately went back the way she came. But after going just a few steps, she had heard the voice of one of the monsters saying, "Here, we are returning what we had taken yesterday." She had just enough time to look behind her when suddenly something squishy-ish landed right onto her cheek. When she touched that squishiest thing, she knew that it was another lump. And instead of having just one lump, she now had two lumps. That was the story of the two girls and the lump. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember to come back to listen to more stories. Have you ever heard about Anchor? It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Why? First, it's free, so you don't have to pay for anything. You just need to record, and Anchor will do the rest. Second of all, it's simple and not complicated. You can easily use it. Tools. It's made to be quite simple and help you make your podcast. Lastly, it even has background music, so you just need to choose and your audio will be much better. Download the Anchor app today, wherever you get your apps. Is distributed into many different podcast platforms. One of them is Spotify. On Spotify, I have received a wonderful review from whom I shall not say their name. Anyway, thanks for your wonderful review. It really made my day. If you also want to leave a comment or review, just open Spotify and search my podcast. Click on any episode you want to review on, listen to it, and comment. There's a reply button. Just click it and just press on the reply button and just type what you want to comment about my episode so I can improve my podcast. Thank you. Wanted to say thank you for spending your time to listen to this episode. I know that I'm not very professional, but I hope that I can improve. Please send me comments about how I can improve. Contact me at. You can send me a voice message. Contact me, please.